Good Wednesday afternoon. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust, this podcast powered by NAU Country Insurance. And I wanted to give you an update. I'm traveling from Iowa to Illinois today, but wanted to give an update on the markets. And we did have another eventful weather market day. We started out, well, it's kind of the opposite of yesterday. Yesterday, we started with some big premiums, and then we sold off late in the day. Here today, we started with a big sell-off, and then we came back and actually saw some numbers trade back into the positives at the end of the day. I had mentioned on my opening bell phone call this morning, 5/15 December corn was a pretty important point. That was a 9-day moving average that had been resistance for a while, then became support when we traded above it, and was hanging on as support here today. We did probe below it early in the session, but we were able to close above it at the end of the day. And so weather-wise, we continue to see the forecasts maybe moderate a little bit as we get out past the 10th of June. We see some better opportunities for rain and pushing towards the east. Here over the next several days, we see some opportunities in the western belt, the plain states, expected to get some rain. But again, I think as you get into that 10-day to 2-week window, you start to see maybe that that line start to slide off to the east a little bit. So we'll see what happens. But in the meantime, we do have some hot and dry conditions, and so we're going to stress some of the crops in some places. So that could be good. It could be bad. It just depends where you're at, type of soil you got, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, here at the close this afternoon, July corn was unchanged at 594, actually traded down about 17 cents at one time. December corn ended up down 3.5 at 521 and 3/4, did have a low about a dime below that. July soybeans finished the day up 2.25 cents at 12.99 and 3/4. November soybeans ended up the day down 6 3/4 at 11.46 1/2. July Chicago wheat was up 3 1/4 cents at 5.94 1/4. Kansas City July wheat finished the day up 6 3/4 at 7.90 1/2. Minneapolis July wheat was down 13 cents at 7.80. July cotton down 51 points at 83.48. December cotton down 74 points at 79.47. And the September rice will go out there up 19 points at 14.71 1/2. August live cattle up 50 cents. New high again, 167.67. The September feeder cattle up $1.35, another new high there. They closed at 242.22. And the August hogs up 305, nice recovery again at 81.85. The dollar index up about 0.2 of a point. Crude oil continues to trade lower, down $1.48 a barrel at 67.98. Gold was up $6 an ounce at 1964 an ounce. The Dow down 117 points at 32,972. Of course, the debt ceiling talk still very prominent in the markets right now. We're trying to figure out whether there's going to be enough votes to pass the current deal that was struck between the Speaker and the President last week. So we'll follow that very, very closely over the next day or two once that vote reaches the floor of the House. And so that's going to be a big, big deal. Tomorrow, normally we would have weekly export sales. Those are pushed back until Friday morning due to the holiday on Monday this week. So all in all, we're still, I guess I would say we're in a little bit of a range trade now. We, I think, have developed a trading range in several of these markets over the last couple of days in trading, you know, rain, no rain. And so we'll try to update charts tomorrow in the market report email letter. But I at least wanted to get something out on today's markets here for you to listen to and give you an update. And then we'll, again, see what happens tomorrow. So all in all, if you're bullish or hoping for better markets, hoping for another opportunity, you know, today was probably at least a good day. You got a little reprieve and get a little bounce back in the market. So with that, I'll let you go. Thanks for listening to Kicking Up Dust, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Got my baby sitting by me, shining like a diamond. Only silver linings in the clouds. And if it starts to rain, I don't worry about a thing. I pull my rose-colored Ray-Bans out.